Sean here.
Hello, Sean. My name is Chris. I'm part of the quality assurance team here at Local Splash. How are you doing today? You got some time to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. So, just want to hear you out. You know, I noticed, you know, you're not too happy, and I can see why. I think the biggest concern, I think, was your website, correct?
Yeah, that and not consistent communication. Nice people. I mean, I don't hate you guys, but, you know, you got some problems, I'll be honest with you. Just so some feedback for future.
Yeah, please do so.
Yeah. So, I mean, Celine is one of the nicest people I've ever talked to. She's wonderful, but her hours, you know, don't kind of match with what we need for support. And there's nobody else that can help, okay? Whenever I try to say, well, who's in her stead? You know, who is...
Yeah, no,
And no one. There's nobody. And another thing is, you know, you're on hold for quite a long time. After hours, it goes to overseas, and the people who, they're just there to take names and write notes. They can't actually help you. They can't actually, you know, fix a problem. And I know there's issues that you have to be ironed through and fixed, but it's not really easy to do with Local Splash. If you have to have, you know, all the stars have to line up, all the planets have to line up perfectly, and you get somebody, ring, ring, hello. Or another thing is, well, you're on hold. You press one, so press one to schedule someone to call you back, and then this AI tells you some date 2 weeks from now. That doesn't give me any warm fuzzy there, right there, buddy. That's like, we're done, okay? And the AI, when it says, let me help you in a word, what are you looking for? You can say things like web or accounting or whatever, and you say those words, and it doesn't understand you. And it says, I'm sorry, I'm not that intuitive. I will get you in touch with the first, you know, and then you're on hold forever and nobody answers. So when I have a problem, when I have to upload my website, switching over from my old SEO company to the new one, to you guys, and the first thing, oh, by the way, I called Friday and wanted assurance that I would have an SSL secure socket layer, you know, certificate on the website.
Right.
And it didn't happen. And I just got an email this morning from Celine after the fact when it's too late that, oh, by the way, we'll put that in here and we'll take care of that. It's like, why didn't you do that at the beginning? Every website has to have SSL or Google Chrome is going to tell you, click away from here. This is a dangerous website. You know what that does for a business? You just lost that business. You just lost that job.
That's
unprofessional, dude. You're paying. You guys are a professional company. That should be instantaneous and automatic and assumed. And just why would I have to like struggle for that? I mean,
understood.
That is a big freaking red flag right there that you guys aren't for real. And then when I can't get a hold of you, that's the biggest one, dude. I mean, your communication is not good. I mean, you guys, you're trying. But you're like triage at this point. You're just like, you know, it's too late, buddy. It's over. I told the other people that I told, hey, by the way, and they were friends of mine. I've been working for years with them. Like, I found an SEO company that can do me Google Ads for like half of what you're saying, and I got to make money. Well, I called them back with my tail between my legs saying, I'm sorry, are we still friends? Because they suck. Local Splash is a joke. And they're like, okay, we'll take you back under our, you know, and it's like, you know, dating. I'm sorry, honey, the other girl didn't work out. You take me back, and I'm lucky that she still loves me. You know, it's just that, it's embarrassing, man. It really is. It made me look really stupid in front of several other business development leads. And, you know, frustrated. And you had you guys were down for like a few days. Couple of weeks ago, remember that? Sure you heard that story?
Yeah, we had some system issues. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And so that was in the middle of me trying to do a whole lot of business development and show show this other company that is taking us on to sell their product that, yeah, we're serious because we're going to start advertising your product on our website. And they're asking me, well, when's the new website going to be up? When can we see it? Can you send me a link so we can give you feedback so we can see if the branding looks good? Well, guess what? I haven't heard from them. You have no idea how you guys screwed the pooch on this. Okay? Really, it's bad.
Understood, yeah. I understand.
It's easy to fix this shit. It's called communication. Okay, I spent 22 years in the military. What you guys would get people killed, honestly. Think about it.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. I agree. I'm part of the quality assurance team, so my job is to make sure that I hear you out and fix these concerns for future reference. You know, I do apologize for all it has caused. I mean, from the communication issues, not getting a hold of us, not getting the proper assistance with the website, SSL certificate to make sure that, you know, people feel like they're secure when they're visiting your website, you know, being available, right? All these different key attributes you just mentioned are crucial to your business success. And it's completely understandable, and I sincerely apologize for that. So I've been working for the company for 6 years, and we've progressively worked on different things to help our, you know, our company grow and get better.
Hey,
can
you call me back? I got to take this call. I have no choice. Call me
not
back
when
I can.
I can.
Appreciate it.
I will do. We'll do that. No problem.
Thanks.